school districts can issue charters. Then in Milwaukee, there are independent charter schools. The state gave three entities permission to issue those charters: UWM, MATC, and the city. Now, Republican Representative Dale Coinga wants to allow all UW system institutions and technical college boards in Wisconsin to authorize independent charter schools. He says they might provide a better education for minority students statewide.
It is with a very heavy heart that we bring to the public attention that the graduation rate for minority, for black students in Madison is 48%. 48% of black students will graduate from the Madison public school system. That is 100% unacceptable.
Coinga insists the state would set high standards for the new charter schools. Democratic Representative LaTanya Johnson is not convinced.
In Milwaukee, we have failing charter schools. We have charter schools that put individuals in the classrooms, office staff, parents that are not certified teachers, and they use these individuals regularly, and this is a fact. So how can we make sure that we're not expanding problems that exist in Milwaukee to other parts of the state?
Another person opposed to the bill is Democratic Assemblywoman Christine Sinicki of Milwaukee. She calls the plan another financial attack on public schools.
You cut $650 million out of public education in the state of Wisconsin. We don't know what the potential is on this bill to cut further money out of our public education system to fund these new charter schools you want to create. So for us to just suddenly dive headlong into creating a whole nother school system is foolish until we know what the impact is going to be.
Despite the unknowns, proponents say the idea is worth a try. Kaleem Kerr works for the Urban League of Greater Madison. He says he grew up in poverty and attended both public and private schools.
Don't take an opportunity off the table to absolutely be able to do something differently for our children. I do not think that charter schools are a panacea. I do not think that vouchers are either. There are inherent problems in every system of education that we have in this country. But we need every single opportunity we can get to try to get it right for our children.
Both houses of the legislature would need to pass the bill by April, then the two-year session ends. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.